Don't say that word.
Welcome back to
Shut the Fuck Up.
Show where we talk news, read news stories, and
talk news, read news stories,
and do news stuff.
And do news stories.
That's it. That's all we do. No. And also keep it
as true as that.
I'm your host with the most
steamy waters, streamy waters,
steamy waters, steamy waters. The word you're looking for is sparkling.
Sparkling. Well, it says stream on it. Soda stream.
It is a soda stream, yes.
That sounds weird. It's a soda stream, like a pee-pee stream, and you're drinking it. It has bubbles in it.
Why did you go right to pee-pee?
Because stream.
No. Water, stream, not piss.
I don't know.
Do you correlate piss? Let's go therapy here. Let's do word association. Stream, pee-pee.
I find it a stream. It made me think of pee-pee.
Okay.
It doesn't even look like...
Running. Pee-pee.
Yeah, running water, pee-pee.
Flow, pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to somebody. All right. We got to start the show off with a... Let's correct.
I knew where you were going, but I forgot the word. Let's correct.
It was your fucking segment.
Let's correct.
Let's correct. Episode 37. The joke about paying... About paying. I wasn't going that. I was saying the sentence there.
Okay, see you later.
The joke about paying.
Okay.
Remember the thing you like, that's not funny? With the boss and the waitress.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to clarify
something. It's one sentence.
Yes.
Let's correct this one sentence.
Yes.
Or two. Okay, go ahead. You want to correct? Okay, no.
What?
Never mind.
Where the fuck are you going?
Okay, I'm going home. Bye.
Bye. Make sure I pay for the meal joke, right?
Beer? Yeah.
Yeah. It was when my boss was paying that I made the joke. Maybe I wasn't clear with that.
Oh.
That's what you thought. You're like, it's not funny. Yes, how does she know what you're paying? I'm like, oh, fuck. I forgot to mention my boss was paying.
Oh.
There. Let's correct.
All right.
Still not funny, but at least it's...
And now it makes sense, though, at least. See? I wasn't wrong. Anyways, I can't say anything, so...
No, you can't.
No. Okay.
Fuck you.
Let's move on.
Do you have a...
No, I don't have a... Let's correct.
Okay, we're good. So we got to go to the sponsor, Charlie.
Is it my sponsor?
No, it's my sponsor.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm ready.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in the musical.
Oh, my God. Well, that's kind of clear, isn't
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that Arnold Schwarzenegger... Is that his name?
Yes.
The musical is sponsoring us because it's a great, great musical about love and tragedy and language barriers.
Yes, absolutely. Charlie, I have the track list here. I was wondering if you could play the tracks for me.
No.
So our first track, Charlie, is Put That Cookie Down. Go ahead.
What is this, Jimmy Fallon? Put That Cookie Down.
Put that cookie down.
No, that's not how the song goes.
No.
Oh, no.
My bad. Well, how does it go again?
It goes... Put that cookie down. You're gonna not gonna eat your supper. Put that cookie down. Wow, even with the little harmonies and everything. That's how it went.
Our next track, Charlie.
This sucks. Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Get to
the chopper.
Get. To get to the chopper.
This is really hard. I'm not an actor.
Our last track, Charlie.
Thank God.
Is.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby.
These are so easy. Like, these are so typical. Except the cookie one.
How about, you know what? We don't want to go to the typical song.
Right.
Okay, the next one, there's track six. If it bleeds, you can kill it. Go ahead, press play on that one.
If it bleeds, you kill it?
If it bleeds, you can kill it.
If it bleeds, you can kill it. This is so hard. I'm having anxiety.
If it bleeds,
you can kill it.
Kill it. You can kill it. If it bleeds.
You can kill it.
that was it. It's actually an 18-second track.
It's not very popular on the charts.
Huge in Austria, though.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
Oh, I'm going to get you next time.
Check it out. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the musical.com.org. Mention the promo code.
STFU.
To get 20% off your first purchase. Only your first one.
Just the first ticket.
Exactly.
No refunds if you walk out.
Yes. No refunds. So you starting? Am I starting? Because I got stuff to talk about.
I can start. I have so much crap that happened.
Okay, so crap, go.
Okay, so crap.
All right, she's done. Next story.
I got myself a band.
What, you pick one up?
Uh-huh, at the store.
You go to Steve's. Can I have a band?
So I have a Kijiji ad.
Okay.
Okay, which is Craigslist. Yeah. Does the States have Kijiji?
No, I think they just have Craigslist.
Okay. So I have a Kijiji ad saying like, hey, looking for a band. But it's for an acoustic band that I wanted to start.
Okay, from scratch. You're not taking an existing band.
That's what I wanted. And then this guy, Tony, contacted me last week.
Tony. Hi, it's Tony.
Hi, it's Tony.
I saw your ad and I'm really into acoustic guitar.
And he emailed me and he says that he has a band called Good Vibrations.
Beach Boys covers?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't even have the song Good Vibrations, which blew my mind.
Stupid. Okay. Tony, what are you doing?
Such a good song.
Tony.
And he said that they're a cover band and their singer is having a baby. Dumbass.
Okay.
And dropped out.
Did the baby drop out?
Yeah, both. For a while. And they're looking for a singer.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I have nothing.
Let's do it.
I have nothing to do. So I went.
Went in Rome. Sing for a cover
band. Exactly. So I went and I met them and we jammed last Sunday and I'm in.
You got hired? They said you passed the test?
Yeah.
What songs did you jam to? Put that cookie down.
Go to the chopper. No. There was Alanis Morissette. I don't know. Alanis Morissette.
Morissette.
French. I don't know. I don't know. That one. Some AC/DC. There was some Janis Joplin.
You sing AC/DC?
There was.
Thunderstruck.
AC/DC. No, we're doing. No, we're doing the other one.
That's AC/DC. No.
No, there's only one.
Yes.
The other
one. Song.
No. Not
Donda. Na 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 na.
Shook me all night long.
Donda. You got to do that one, man.
No, shook me out.
Donda. Na, 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 na. That song sucks.
No.
Na, na, na,
There's
na.
Also
okay.
Guns N' Roses.
What? You sing Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Whoa, sweet. That was where I was going.
Sweet. Sweet Child of Mine?
Yeah. You got to do Thunderstruck. What do you know?
Donda. It's not my band.
Na, 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 na. Donda. It's so good.
Not my band.
Oh my God, Tony, what are you doing? Donda.
So it's all covers. It's cool.
You got to do a French-Canadian version. Thunder.
And we have a keyboardist, so we can make all funky sounds and shit.
Cool.
Yeah, so that happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when do you start doing gigs? Or are you just rehearsing now?
Well, we were
now?
Supposed to have a gig on October 14th. He was like, can you learn 40 songs in 2 weeks? And I was like, great. That's great. But turns out that it didn't work out. Thank God. Because I don't think I could have learned 40
that
songs.
Quick. That's
that
fucking
quick.
Tough.
Yeah. So in November, probably.
Awesome. Oh, what, is it like weddings or
no, it's like
corporate
bars.
Gigs? Okay.
Bars.
Are you going to actually tell me where the gig is so I can go see it? Or you
probably not.
No.
Aww. We'll see.
I won't say I know you. Like, I'll be in the corner. Like, if you don't want me to.
Who's that weirdo in the corner drinking his beer?
Yeah, yeah. go, Charlie.
But yeah, that's cool.
I hope you tell me because I want to see it.
Okay, no, I will. I probably will.
Okay.
They're good guys. They're older, but good guys. It was fun. And I have myself a band.
Fucking, that's super fucking fun.
Yes.
So, but hold on. Like, are you just like for the mat leave temp? Or are you kicking her out?
I don't know.
Okay.
He said, the girl said, if you want to move on with somebody else, you can. But he doesn't know what she's doing.
Okay.
So, but for now, even, you know what? I don't like commitment. I'm not very good with the commitment.
There you go.
Thing.
You're the short term
So
stuff.
I'm okay for now, knowing that it's just temporary.
Yeah. And in worst case, She jumps back in. You're good anyways.
Yeah.
You got a harmonies, good experience. Cares.
We could do. We could both sing, if anything.
That's fun. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That's so much. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Dun, dun.
But then balance.
Yeah. What?
Balance.
Balance.
Something good happens. Something bad happens. Oh, yeah.
For you, yes. Always. You have to have always. The, you're the fuck karma in the ass.
Yeah. Go ahead. So not to get, I don't want to get into it. It's going to be like a, like, let's move on right away. But I'm relapsing.
Okay.
My Graves' disease is really relapsing.
Okay.
That's a bad thing. But we're okay because we caught it early. Moving on. Oh, ding. The phone was like, got it. But yeah.
Well, you caught it. No, can I have five? No, nothing.
I did. I caught it.
Well, that you like.
I caught it early.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna fix it.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can high five.
Okay. I don't want
to. You're not gonna catch it. I'm not gonna contend.
No, no, not that. No, I mean, I didn't know if that, like, if I could, like.
No, it's fine.
If I could celebrate that.
Whatever. It's fine. I was waiting for it, so it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, balance. This. Balance. I'm just the reason why I'm mentioning it is because there's always fucking balance.
You gotta get fucked in the ass somehow.
Fucking somehow, I'm gonna get fucked.
Some good happens. Some fucking somebody throws a fucking. Pigeon at your car.
Why would they throw a pigeon at my car? Yeah. My poor car.
Poor pigeon.
I washed my car last week. It was so great to be sitting in the clean car.
Oh, inside.
Inside.
I still got bird shit from like 3 weeks ago.
Inside your car?
No, outside. Not that.
How inside, did it get
like
in?
On the roof somehow?
It got in. On the ceiling? The ceiling.
Nobody would get that joke. Yeah. On the top.
Of course they would get that joke. We said that joke on the podcast.
When?
The ceiling.
The ceiling. When?
When you jerked off to your ceiling.
It's true. It happened.
I know. Right. They remember. They want pictures. I sent them some.
You did? When were you around? Like, you set up like a time-lapse camera?
I did. It's in a corner. Do you see it? That's right. You don't. Okay. But yeah, speaking of weird things, after I want to bring up a weird fetish thing that I don't have. It's just I read an article and it was fascinating. Go ahead. You can talk about your stuff.
No, I want to hear the fetish now.
Now you have?
Yeah, fetish. Before? Fetish is.
Well, no, but I want to like read some. Might take a while.
Oh, you're going to read it. I thought you already.
No, I saw just great ones that I want to share. It was amazing.
Don't you want to share it now?
Okay.
Just do it.
Very cool. Oh, before I do that,
yeah.
Brooke and I finally started learning ASL.
Oh, she didn't like ditch you?
No. Nope.
Because from our car conversation, let's get the viewers up to speed there. She was supposed to, am I supposed to talk about this?
Yeah, you can. Okay. She was supposed to, I'm waiting for you. I don't know what you're talking about.
She was supposed to do the course with you, but you
were. Oh, no, but it's not a course. We set up a
time. But
you
were going to meet together, but you were worried that she might not show up all the time.
No, but we set it up on the day, on during the day so okay. that we can figure
so
it out.
So it worked out. You figure it. Okay.
Yeah. So we learned today. We learned quite a few things.
Wow.
And we even had a conversation. Took forever, but we did it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going
to
do
You got to learn to walk before you crawl.
Uh-huh. Walk? No.
Before
you crawl?
Yeah.
You walk before you crawl?
Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with you? Who doesn't do that? Idiot.
Okay.
So. Fetishes.
Check this out, man.
Check this out.
And you tell me if, you know, be honest. If this turns you on also, yeah. Let's share it with the public.
Whatever. I'm an open book.
Yeah, I know. Whoop.
Who's that?
That was Carp. Okay. So.
Hey, Carp.
Did you know that there's people that are aroused? Love that word. Yep. Aroused?
Yes.
To sun rays?
Sunrise?
Rays. Rays.
Oh, sun rays.
Sun rays.
Hey, do you know when the sun rays?
You know the sun rays?
People the sun get rays really up the cloud.
People get really hot in their pants.
It fucking rays. Sun rays. Oh, fuck. So when it's like super hot out, you're like boner.
No, not when it's hot. Literally, when you see sun rays, you
is
know
that,
when
is
they
that female
through?
Or both? Or male only?
Because
usually the fetish, weird shit, is usually male only.
Yeah, usually.
But no, you don't want to stereotype crazy women.
No. So like when it's peeking out of the clouds and you see like sun rays.
You're like, boy, yang, yang, yang.
He's like, oh, that's so hot.
No.
Shit.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I was listening about fetishes on Joe Rogan's podcast like a little while ago, and they were talking about like when it starts.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently it's due to an early, like an early sex.
It's doo-doo.
It's doo-doo. See, we say, oh, I made doo-doo. Oh, I got fetish. Why did I go Indian?
It's racist.
You're racist. So apparently it's due to an early sexual experience that went fucking bizarro, and then you get a weird fetish.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's impossible.
Or it's something related
to... They wouldn't be that common then. I mean, like, fetish to feet.
Yeah, it was like...
You can't tell me that everybody...
Yeah, it was just like you when you were a kid, you fucking jerked off and you saw a foot and you're like, Okay, man. I'm being like a little ridiculous, but apparently there's stuff like, I heard this is weird. So there's guys who have fetishes of like sucking dick, but they're not gay.
Like they want to suck dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're not attracted to men, but they have a sucking dick fetish.
Yeah, I don't have that. No, but I could see that. Sure, whatever. People that are like, that have not fetishes. I'm going to say more fantasies. Like sometimes you have a weird fantasy. Doesn't mean you're a freaking psycho.
Yeah, you get like swooped in by a fireman or something.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, here we go.
Amazing. Talk to me. Ooh. Man, when the house behind my house burnt down.
You're like, a lot of firemen. I wish a fireman would jump in and fucking jump me.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Most people that have a fetish can remember a distinctive time or event where they encountered something that unexpectedly something.
Yeah. Boom. Told you.
But what about like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
What about quicksand?
Quicksand? What?
Google the word quicksand. Among the many images that pop up, you'll see a lot of feature minimally clothed women half submerged in vicious jungle sludge. Why? Because there's an online community of sex. Oh, let's go. Okay, now I want to know when these people saw fucking
quicksand.
Quicksand. Yeah. Let me read this.
That's bizarre.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Well, great. I've heard of everything from feet to dirt to cars. Okay, anyway, this is stupid. I don't feel like reading right now. I want to go back to my weird fetishes. Fetishes. Okay. The arousal of falling downstairs.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. It's falling down.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. No, that's fine. We know the display of sexual organs in public.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
The arousal of insects.
Like a spider gets
oh my god, do you imagine? Honey, go kill that spider.
Oh, give me a sec. Oh. That's dead.
Gross. Arousal of being ticketed?
Oh god, oh, really?
Huh. Getting a ticket?
Oh, maybe that's the thing with a cop, though.
What, like being aroused by cops?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or just authority, like getting it's the authority of it?
Arousal of sucking on a person's nose? Nose.
Do you have a thing for noses?
No, you do. I like. Oh, you do.
Well, I don't suck on people's noses, but I actually
would that turn you on?
I'm attracted to like cartoonish noses.
That is so weird.
I find it like a plus.
Arousal to stuttering. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm good that there's people.
I'm
that
all
like
set. I'm all set. Give me the stutters. I stutter a bit. Let's do it.
Oh, the arousal to the thought of hellfire. Or damnation.
Oh, like the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's her.
Oh, you're going to hell. No, like the wife is like, go to hell. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You made me go to heaven. I think it's that probably like a danger thing. That's all the... It's
no, it. There's no way.
Yeah, like, okay, question for you. You're on a plane. You know it's going to crash. What do you do? Would you want to fucking...
Definitely don't jerk off.
I'd go to try and fuck a chick. I'd be like, you want to fuck? We got a minute left. Let's go.
No way you think of that.
Why not? Yeah,
no
for
way.
Sure.
There's or no way.
I'll just start beating off.
There's no I'm way. Like,
you want to fuck? No, okay.
There's no way I'm your dick is going to get hard during when it's going to fall.
I can do it.
There's that. I can do it. Is that a challenge? I can do it.
Absolutely. Challenge accepted. Let's go up, crash a plane. It'll be worth it.
Arousal to urine.
Yeah. Well, there's a pissed on that people get turned on by that.
Yeah, but urine. Not urinating. Urine.
Well, to me, I associate that with either pissing or pissing on
it's
somebody.
It's two different things. Wow. I have it here.
So just looking at urine. Like a puddle of urine.
Oh, do you get hard every time you pee then?
Oh, if you're looking at your own
urine?
You're
so close to your penis.
Well, what if it's a female-only thing?
Yeah, then you have to like contort really weird to see it.
Or take a photo. Look at it and rub one out in the toilet.
Yeah. Arousal to wood?
Well, you know.
Every tree.
You look at wood, you get wood. It makes sense.
And finally, feces.
Well, what's that called when you shit on somebody?
Coprophilia. Arousal to feces.
Do you have any of your friends that like to get shit on?
I wouldn't know. I really hope I never find out.
Hey, take that boudoir fucking session.
Oh my God, do you imagine?
Yeah.
No.
Listen, my boyfriend's gonna... I'm just curious if he'd be comfortable if my boyfriend shat on me during this... Like, we could put...
I'm sure it's happened.
We could put garbage bags, like...
Garbage bags?
Garbage bags. You know, like, there's special garbage bags for shit.
Oh, no. I'm not okay with that.
I thought you were open-minded, Jordy. You know what? Like, I want to be able to express myself during my photo shoot.
Oh, God. Do you imagine? I would die. I wouldn't die. I'd probably do it.
I did. You would shit or you would watch
it? No, I would watch it.
What if she said somebody needed you to shit on them?
It's like, can we pretend like it's coming out of his butt, but can it be yours?
Yeah. Or can, like, you shit on me?
Can I shit on? No. Unless you're a piece of shit, maybe. But no, my God. I would be...
Get out some frustration, you know, you just drop a deuce on somebody.
Okay, get out some frustration, you punch him in the face.
And then you shit on him.
Okay, let's move on.
Not a fan of the shit. Okay.
Not a fan of the shit.
All right. This is like a little half segment, but I have a confession to make.
Can't wait.
So, and this ties into Cock Fu's wedding on the weekend.
Oh, no. You slept with Panama.
No, I did not.
Thank God.
I danced to a Justin Bieber song.
Yes.
And I liked it.
Was it I'm Sorry?
It was Still Be Friends.
Oh, I don't like that song.
I liked it. I danced to it.
Yay.
It was fun. So, Ken, how much time do we got? How much time do we got? We got 20. Okay.
The Biebs.
I have like so many things to talk about Cock Fu's wedding.
Okay.
I have.
So you went to Cock Fu's food for their doo-doo wedding?
Yes.
And Panama was your date?
Yes. Okay.
Wants nothing to do with you, but still went on the date.
So do we start with the Panama date thing?
You tell me.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're going to go there. Okay. So before I got shut down.
Yep.
I invited her to this wedding.
Right.
To be my plus one.
Right.
And the long-term plan was to, like, you know.
Feel her up.
Women in weddings, you know, they get a little more, you know, sentimental, you know, they catch the bouquet, you go for the dance. Maybe I could change her mind a bit and maybe I could, like, you know, win her. What's it the font? Sorry, just grab your ass and your fucking cooch. Sorry, grab your tits, my bad.
Okay, go.
Fondling.
Yes.
No.
So fondling,
yeah. So talking about fondling, yeah. Yeah, so that was the plan. And then I prematurely got shut down with that. But then the wedding's...
Funny choice of words.
You know.
Fondling, premature, whatever.
You know, it just, you know, I felt it was appropriate.
Sure, you didn't do that on purpose.
Of course not. This wedding was still happening. And, like, I'm still...
I'm surprised you went.
Me too. So...
That wasn't me.
That was totally you. No, it wasn't. That would have been impressive if you could have came out with that, though.
I know.
Your
it would have been much higher.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Cock Fu. Wedding.
Make me stop interrupting you. Well, you say stop. Your fucking story.
I'm trying to turn my story. You keep interrupting me. It's not polite. So she was going to give $50 to chip in for a gift.
Wait, what? What do you mean? The envelope?
Yeah, so we're given a gift. She's my plus one.
A gift?
For the wedding.
You're giving a gift.
For the wedding.
Okay.
Usually when you go to weddings...
You put money in the envelope.
Yeah.
It's not a gift.
Well, it's a gift of money.
Yes! It's your way of helping. You're paying for your plate.
It's a gift, yeah.
It's not a gift.
Okay, this is our first roadblock in this. I haven't even started. It is considered a gift.
No, it's not a gift.
You can give money as a gift.
Yes, you can give money as a gift.
Thank you.
But wait.
Let's correct.
But the envelope. Let's correct. You can't correct. Money in the envelope is not really a gift. A gift is a box, like a thing.
Your definition of a gift.
A box.
Yes. My definition of a gift, something.
Yeah, okay.
Could monetary value? Might be monetary.
Right, but you don't go to a wedding without that envelope.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Because you give a gift of the money.
But it's not a gift if it's you have to do it. It's not a gift if you have to give the envelope.
Well, no, you don't have to give a gift. You're a douchebag if you don't.
Yeah.
But...
You have to.
It's a gift. It's a gift of money.
You're helping.
By giving a gift.
Okay.
We're clearly not getting any.
All right. Cool. Keep moving on.
Hashtag gift or no gift.
Okay.
Piper's words of wisdom. Where'd you go, Piper? She was going to chip in $50 gift.
Okay.
I thought it was a little low.
Okay.
I came to my friend Charlie for advice. I go...
Me.
Yeah, that's you. I go, Charlie, what should I do? You're like, yo, make that bitch pay. Fuck that shit. But I want to give you the scenario of... So it was like a week before and she mentioned the 50 and she said, is that okay?
Okay.
And I said, yes.
You're an asshole.
Agreed. You're going to be saying this a couple of times.
Yeah. Okay.
Now it's 2 days before and I go, hey, Charlie, whatever you like, fuck that bitch. Okay. So then I message her back like a day before and I say, hey, you know, $50 there. Yeah. Usually you got to give 100 as a gift. And she replies, well, you know, it's like, I don't really know this guy and I'm your plus one to the wedding. And oh, so I don't really feel like 50, you know, more than 50 is like I'm, she was like, I think I'm good with the 50. I said, okay.
You're an idiot. You put more money in, didn't you?
I said, okay. How about we do this? You give your own envelope with whatever you want to give, and then I give my own envelope.
Okay.
She got super insulted.
Well, yeah.
She's like, what are you calling me? Like, what are you calling me cheap and all that? She got super insulted. And then, so I asked, I'm like, okay, am I like, because I thought I was justified. I thought it was, and then I asked a couple other people. And my sister was on your account. She's like, yo, fuck that bitch, you know, like, whatever.
She said, fuck that bitch, but you can't separate the envelopes.
Yeah, I know. Kind of a dick move.
Cock Fu.
It was.
But it's not even a dick move. It's just common sense. Cock Fu doesn't even know this person. What he's going to do? Open the envelope and be like, who the fuck is Panama?
I know. Panama. No, agreed 100%. It was said in the moment because I was pissed off at a response, and it was a, like a not, I didn't think before I talk, you know, like it was just.
But
like,
it's your fault. You said yes.
100%. Again, I
okay.
Start with the shit, talking about shitting on people, like just get that shovel ready.
Okay.
I like kind of went back on what I said.
I'm not the one that's supposed to get the shovel ready. You're the one that's digging yourself.
I'm digging myself
fucking. Okay. You are digging. Mm. I'm not doing
it. You're like, you're going to cover me after.
I'm just getting getting the dirt ready.
Getting the dirt ready. So then I go, my sister's like, yeah, fuck that, fuck her, man, and whatever. I asked my mom and she was like kind of on the fence. Then I asked like four other people and they're all like, okay, like she's your plus one. You asked her to separate the envelopes. It's kind of a dick move, whatever. And I was like, okay, then dick, you're a dick, you're a dick, you're a dick. I'm like, oh, okay. And then my mom calls me the next day. She's like, yeah, I kind of thought about it. Like, even my mom went against me. You know when your mom doesn't side with you, you're in the wrong.
Well, my mom never sides with me.
Okay. Well, usually my mom always has my back.
Okay.
Even if it's like, I'm totally in the wrong. But it's like,
okay.
So I back. Can I keep that?
Sure.
The bonus. It's a bonus sneeze. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I kind of backtracked and I'm like, you know what? Let's just do the original whatever. The envelope thing, like that was just me being fucking, shouldn't have said that. So I said, my bad, whatever. And everything was good. We put everything in the same envelope.
She give $50 still though?
Put everything in the same, yeah. Just put everything in the same
envelope. So you give what, 150?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. But whatever, it's better for cock food.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, here's my vantage point. And I realized my mistake. For me to backtrack like last minute, if I should have said you should have given more, I should have said it right away. And the whole like put your own envelope, that was a dick thing.
Is this the first wedding you go to though?
With a plus one.
But when you go to weddings regularly, how much money do you put in by yourself?
Between 120 and 200.
So why was this such a debate?
Because we were two people.
So?
So if I'm giving like 120, she gives 50, it's like 170.
No, but why'd you say yes? I mean, like, why was there a debate? Why was when she said, is it okay, $50? Why was there a debate? You should have said, no, I'm giving 120.
Because I'm not good at speaking out. Like, you know me, and this is a thing like I'm working on.
What
an idiot. I don't want to get too serious.
Okay.
It's a thing I'm working on that I don't want to get taken advantage of.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be doing that anymore, but yeah.
Okay. Well, good for Cock Fu because he's not the one suffering.
Oh, Cock Fu is doing great. He's doing fucking great.
But yeah, the good thing to do when you're putting money in an envelope for the people out there.
Yeah.
You're putting money in the envelope because you're paying for your meal.
Yeah, so you're covering the meal.
You're covering the meal.
Or you give a little more if it's a close friend.
Right. You give a little more if you want to give them my hands in their pockets.
Hands in the pocket.
So typically venues, depending where they're getting married. I'm not saying if they're getting married in their backyard.
Yeah.
Then say if sure, it's like, give $50. Who cares?
Okay. Say if it's like a restaurant, not a really nice restaurant or like a hall. What would you give?
$100 minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. Because that's what the venue charges.
Around $100, right?
Around $90 a plate.
Okay.
So you give $100, $100 more if you're, it's a really good friend.
Yeah.
If you're two people.
You give 200.
Yeah. It's 200, minimum. 175, whatever. Like, but you're, it's not a gift. You're not doing this. I've seen French weddings, like French Quebecer weddings, where bride and grooms will put the amount in the invitation. Which is tacky.
That is a bit nervy.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that in the French community. It's so tacky. Like you gotta put $75 minimum.
Like recommended donation or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, super tacky.
Wow.
But you should always show up with an envelope or else you're a dick.
No, for sure. Dick. Yeah, and I've heard of stories like C-Money telling me like, or my other friend, Edmonton Sean, saying he got like $25. Mm. Or he got like 25 for two people. Like he was fucking cheapo pieces of shit.
Wow. If you're not sure, ask a European. They'll tell you.
The Europeans will tell you. Yeah. And I also, we'll make this into a feedback segment. If you've been married, tell us like the cheapest gift you've gotten.
Oh boy.
Or like just
a
like.
A toaster.
What's that?
A toaster?
Or like who was like, and was it a close family member? They give you a shit gift or no gift? And if so, like, do you still talk to them? Is that a problem? Because I've seen, like, friends who have, like, disowned family members.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I believe it. It's just respect.
It's really interesting. Yeah, no, it's common decency, not being a douchebag.
$50. But you know what? But the $50, it's like, then it becomes, the debate becomes, well, she's your plus one. She has no idea who these people are. Is it your job to pay for her?
Now that I look back, I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
Or at least.
I think the 50 was like a nice gesture, to be honest. And
I would have, personally, if I was a plus one, I would have been like, is $100 okay?
Yeah.
And if the guy said, don't worry about it, I've got it since you're coming with me, he probably would have gone sex that night.
For sure. Like if you're kind of dating him or whatever.
Well, maybe.
But this was a weird situation too. It was like clearly a friend zone thing, post whatever.
Right.
I knew it wasn't getting nothing. And I think that's kind of a bit of the...
Now why you're definitely not getting nothing.
Now I'm definitely not getting it. But like, I think it was like a bit of a dick move on my part. Like a just bitterness of like...
Right.
You know what I mean? So anyways, I fixed it. We're good.
All right. And, so was it fun? Did you get drunk?
Yes.
Awesome.
One thing though, and great that you brought up the segue. More cock food.
Always.
Okay. So one thing, it was at a Chinese dim sum place.
In Brossard?
Yeah, Canfong.
Everybody goes there, yeah.
It's the amazing
there. All Asians go there.
It's like the venue, whatever. But it was
an ugly restaurant. It's very red.
Very red, yes. With a giant white drape surrounding you and
yeah, I photographed there before. It sucks.
You've done it? Okay. So that was the venue, but it was a little warm.
Like hot?
Really hot.
Okay.
And it was like uncomfortably hot.
Ugh.
Because one of the ACs was broken. And so, like, I mentioned to the guy, I'm like, it's kind of hot in here. He's like, yeah.
That's it. Bye.
I'm like, can you do something about it? He's like, no. No, okay. AC broken. No.
Oh, my God. You can't have a wedding if the AC is broken. I'm sorry. Figure it out.
So, that's like one of the ACs was broken. So, it was like super hot. And then, but here's the thing, right? Super hot for most of the wedding. Half of the wedding left kind of early. When everybody else left, it cooled down.
Right.
And it got super fun. Like, so the people who stayed had a blast. We were drinking all kinds. Fucking, they ran out of beer and wine. We were fucking drinking all kinds.
Oh, nice. Yeah, open bar?
That open bar. So I'm drinking. So, of course, when Drunk Old School comes out, Dance Old School comes out.
You're the best.
Yeah. Just give me the light. And I'm like, boom, right into the dance floor.
Going for a beer. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. Here's the question to you.
Yeah.
My boss was there and he...
Okay. Your boss was there?
Yeah, because Kok Fu is also my coworker. So he brought like a bunch of coworkers. I was at the minority table, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah, it was 97% Asian and then my table. And there was an Asian that got kind of stuck on my table, which is funny. So it was like one black guy, three white people, an Hispanic, and a Cambodian.
Okay. Wow.
Minority table. So boss is there and boss is bitching about the fucking hot. He's like, I can't fucking move. I'm sweating. It's fucking... And he was like, he left early.
I honestly would have asked for a rebate if it was my wedding.
Yeah. I don't know if they did. Yeah. I don't know if they did, whatever, you know. But it goes into a subject that I find interesting. There are people in weddings, in all kinds of situations that can go with the flow, right? Mm-hmm. There's people like, they have bad days. You must see this, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking, they get an interruption during the wedding. You get a fucking, it starts raining. It's the wedding hot.
Bingo.
Whatever the fuck happens, right? Some people can just go with the flow and fucking say whatever and just have try to have a good time. Or there's those people that get stuck in the mud that just, their day is ruined and they make their day ruined and they're like, fuck it.
Yeah. There's wedding bingo.
Is that what it's called?
Wedding bingo.
Okay. Please elaborate. I'm curious.
We have a card that we made up in Montreal. Mm-hmm. It's a bingo card.
Okay.
And then you play bingo on wedding days. So there's the aunt with the iPad. the uncle with the camera.
Okay.
The drunk uncle that nobody actually wants there.
Okay.
You have the bitchy bridesmaid. Okay. The bridesmaid. Yeah. You have like a whole bingo card of people that always show up at every single wedding.
And then like the staff plays it?
And then we play it.
Oh, that's amazing.
As photographers, we play it and then we get bingo.
That is amazing. So you talk about your wedding and then you say this happened, this happened.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And there's always those fucking same things.
Always. The same people show up.
Yeah.
We call them Uncle Bob's and Cousin Charlie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always there. Every wedding.
So you seem to me to come off like a go with the flow kind of person.
Oh, yeah. I get drunk and I don't give a fuck.
You don't allow, if it's hot, you're like, fuck it, take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Fucking just wipe the sweat off my brow. Let's fucking deal with this. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be a bridesmaid, though.
No.
I've never been a bridesmaid, never been asked.
Wow. Okay. Me neither.
Sigh. Yeah, you have.
I've never been a bridesmaid.
Oh, you're a dick. No, never been a bridesmaid ever. But I don't think I could be one.
Well, I've never been a groomsmaid. Because I would take
groomsmaid. Oh, well, yeah. You probably will be when I get married.
Well, but if I ever get married, you're going to be my groomswoman?
Damn it.
Oh, what do you want to be? Bridesman?
No, I was going to say best man.
Oh, okay. You need to be a groomswoman or a... You want to be the top? I'll make some calls. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no. But no, I would be so stressed. I would like, fuck it.
But would you be okay to be a groomswoman?
I don't know.
It'd be more chill, I guess. I think it'd be more chill on the guy side.
I don't know. I really know how a wedding works, though. So maybe I would be super calm because I've been to like 200. So who cares?
It'd be like, whatever.
But yeah, anyway. Bingo. Cool.
Bingo.
But yes, I do agree that there's some people at weddings that just don't. Most of the time, it's the mother of the bride, honestly.
That is the foot in the sand that causes the problems? Yeah, like that's
a bitch.
Or if there's any issue that like they can't get over it.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. Or there's a bridesmaid, for sure, for sure, for sure. That's why I love weddings that there's no bridesmen or groomsmen.
Oh, just a bride and a groom.
Love it.
Oh, so you're talking like a small, like 5-person or
no, even if it's big, they just don't have it.
Don't. Oh, okay.
It's the best.
Well, there you go. Tip for if you're getting married soon, don't have any groomsmen.
And hire me. I travel.
Well, there you go. She loves Texas. I don't know.
I just hired. Oh my God. I just booked a Jamaica wedding.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's not a lot of South Carolina weddings, you know?
Why South Carolina?
I don't know. Just
randomly. But how funny would it be if a listener hires me for their wedding?
In South Carolina.
I have idea who you are.
She'll give you a 10% discount if you mention STFU.
All right, but I'm expensive.
She is expensive, but she's good. She's good. She's real good. All right. Also,
yeah.
Cock Fu Wedding.
Cock Fu Wedding.
Female MC.
Nice.
Super fucking
amazing.
I geek out when I see female weird things and like the female techie thing. I'm like, this is super cool. Female bus driver. You go, girl. Fucking right.
I totally didn't click that your wedding was on Saturday. I should have passed by. I finished at 9, my wedding.
Oh, you were close?
I would have just like, no, I wasn't close at all. But I could have crashed it.
You totally should have crashed it. You know Cock Fu. You met him.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was at a cabin.
I wasn't at the cabin.
Okay, maybe that's why.
I never get invited.
What?
I invited. Just kidding.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
It's true, though.
Cock Fu. Yeah, female MC. And she fucking rocked. She was going, nice. She was going Cantonese, English, whatever, like back forth, fucking, she was like dynamic, like yelling, fuck, she was not yelling, but she's like, she had a good fucking MC voice. Like,
nice.
She's like this petite little fucking 4'2" fucking Cambodian.
Is this the wedding that you're supposed to MC?
No.
Oh, no.
I was supposed to MC a wedding like last year.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and she was like, the fucking go. Screaming.
That's not fun.
No, she was fucking good, man.
She would take the mic and be like,
So, question for you.
Was that racist? Wedding,
I don't know. A little bit. So, question for you. Why am I pointing so much?
I don't know.
I'm like reaching for you.
Question for you across pointing, the table.
Reaching. Reaching for you. How many female MCs have you seen?
I don't think I've ever seen any.
Not one in 200 weddings?
Yeah. Not one.
Why do you think more women don't get into the MC game?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. But until very, very recently, there was hardly any women photographers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Anything that has to do with technology, for some reason, women just don't get into it, which is sad. Pretty sad.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
And I don't, there's no barrier in terms of like, you see a woman with a computer, you're like, eh, shame. It doesn't work like that anymore, you know?
No, but I think that, I don't know. I can't even tell you. I was going to say, maybe women are more into more like science-y intellectual things, but I mean, technology is very intellectual as
but
well.
It, so it it's make going sense. Up, though. There's a lot more women into it.
No, like, I know.
Especially gamers and stuff, a lot of women gamers.
And I am also a photographer. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, it's true.
And you are a geek. I would consider you a geek. I know you're kind of
I like
on the cuff.
Stuff.
But like, just even with the, we're doing the Wi-Fi thing, you're like, yeah, I know what fucking IP config is. Fuck you, you know? Like,
very smart.
No, but I'm sorry, but, yeah, but I think it's cool. I think it's cool. We need more female geeks. Okay.
I taught myself how to code. I'm smart. How to code
JavaScript?
Websites.
JavaScript?
CSS and,
oh, cool. Awesome. Sure. Okay, more cock foo.
I do understand JavaScript though. But yeah, go ahead. I just can't write it.
More cock foo. And I'm curious if you observe this as well at the wedding.
Love it.
I call it the white dancing circle.
Oh, absolutely. It sucks. I'm always in the middle of it though.
You get caught in it, right?
Well, I don't get caught in it. I have to photograph it. So I'm always in the middle of it. Oh. And then, of course, there's a lot of drunk people. So they're always like,
go,
hey,
Charlie.
Go, Charlie.
Go.
And then you have to like dance with the camera. Yeah. And people go nuts because the photographer, the help, is dancing. It's great.
Well, so you get a good pop for that?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've noticed this at also corporate events. Mm-hmm. But where the white people like to congregate.
Yeah, okay.
And it even happened at this wedding. We kind of like pulled in all the Asians into our white dancing circle. But if you're going to a wedding soon, keep an eye out for this. It's the white circle, the white dancing circle. And some like visual minorities will try to break it and then we suck them back in. So that we will congregate in a circle type sphere type thing.
A sphere type thing, just as a circle.
As to not draw too much concentration on one individual.
Okay.
One horribly dancing individual. As a collective, we are more accepted. So we create this gravitational pull on the dance floor, creating a planet of our own white dancing people.
Well, yeah, but not for long, though.
No, but if it breaks, it will always reform.
That's true.
It will somehow magic,
especially,
and you don't notice
it.
And yeah, especially when alcohol is involved and you get shooters getting passed around. Oh, it's over. And then you won't even notice it when you start on the dance floor. You'll just turn around and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm in the circle. Like, you get pulled in. Or it'll go around you. Like, they'll notice somebody and then everybody will form this circle bond around.
Can I talk about the bingo?
Yes.
Can I tell you the bingo?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you each bingo and then listeners, you have to think back at weddings.
Yeah, and you're going
to
play at home.
You're going to play at home. Yeah. So there's a bingo card. It's five columns and five down.
Rows.
So it's a square. Okay, there's the anti-iPad. So there's an ant always with an iPad.
Okay.
Pretty much chances are she'll ruin the bride's entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because she's trying to take the photo and blocking you and then the flash ruins your shot.
Okay. The loudest, aggressive, funny, quote unquote, groomsman. Who's already married, probably has a baby.
Okay.
But he's just aggressive and drunk
aggressive,
all the time.
Like hitting on people?
No. Aggressive as in like he's drunk and like,
let's fucking shot. Fuck this man. Take the fucking tequila, man.
Always.
Okay.
The purple lighting. There's always the purple lighting. The groomsman, he used his entrance like an audition to So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
Grandmother who cannot look directly at the camera. Ever.
Ever. Okay.
Ever. You're like, grandma here, grandma. And she just can't look
at
the camera.
It. Doesn't know where it is.
8 tables of food for 12 people who aren't hungry.
Okay.
While I starve, the photographer.
That sucks.
Okay. At the prep. at the getting ready in the morning.
Right.
Savagely underdressed friend.
There's always that
always one.
Yes.
There's
that
always
is
one.
So true. There's always one. I remember looking at the guy. I'm like, that's the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always the one poorly dressed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The father who always turn on the weird yellow lights while getting ready in the morning. It's okay. Like, do you need more light? And he turns on the lights and you're like, no, dad, it's okay. Turn it off. Yeah. The bald uncle who never got married or has kids with a brightly colored open dress shirt. He always like has the very colorful, but it's open. So you see his chest.
Okay.
There is, and it's true, he's always there and he's bald most of the time. The 4-pound boutonniere held up with one bobby pin.
Okay.
The baby who screams, always there.
Okay.
Girl who is not a bridesmaid and is clearly trying to outdress the bride.
Oh, okay.
There's always that girl that's like way too overdressed and it's like, you're not a princess. Sit the fuck down.
Okay.
Always. You probably had her at the wedding. Had to have to.
Yeah, I just didn't notice. Here's the thing. All Asian chicks... I'm just like,
That's true, eh? You love Asian chicks.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this wedding.
There is the cocktail hour chef who doesn't like photos, okay. Always.
Okay.
There is the Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is blind, it does not boast. It's the...
For
everything.
Either they do their own vows or the priest does that. Every fucking thing.
The Corinthians. Always. At everywhere. It's terrible. We mouth it. We know it by heart.
Oh, you're
it's
calling
so
it?
Bad. Yeah.
What, like to the other photographer, you're like, oh, fucking Corinthians
yeah,
again.
Yeah, or like, love is patient. Love is blind.
I almost want to be like your second shooter.
It's so bad. It's so
just
bad.
To experience this bingo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I like go there and like be a sound guy or something? I want to go. I want to experience this.
The 70-year-old man with the VHS recorder. The 120-year-old grandfather with ambitious European descent who's like 3 feet tall.
Okay.
And it's bingo. So you have to like check them off. It's fun. Priest who wants to make sure the couple doesn't get nice content during the ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
There's priests that are dicks. Like,
oh,
there's
wow.
two or three weddings where I was not allowed to take pictures.
Wow.
Like, not allowed to even do a click. I had to sit outside the ceremony.
Wow.
And the bride and groom is like, but it's my wedding.
Yeah,
and the priest
fuck
is
you.
Like, no. Yeah, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Limo driver who has been in the business for 65 years and is the most stressed about scheduling.
Okay.
Musicians in the ceremony not knowing to stop playing when everybody is in their positions.
You're right.
Always. And there's five more. Bridesmaids who fixes their veil every fucking 30 seconds.
Okay.
Like, sit down, you're fine.
Yeah.
Grumpy guy sitting at this table while his girlfriend looks just longingly at the dance floor and she can't dance because the guy can't dance.
Oh, and then she won't go. She doesn't want to abandon her guy.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
The maid of honor speech about crying till it hurts. About crying till it hurts and then laughing until it doesn't.
I've heard that before.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Parent-child dance that is 9 minutes long and extremely uncomfortable because the kid just wants to leave.
Yeah.
And finally, the ring bearer or flower girl who have no clue what they are doing or what's going
on. That's every wedding. That is every fucking wedding.
Yeah, that is the wedding bingo, and we Amazing. Play at every wedding.
Okay, so we've done Panama. Unfortunately, I did not do Panama. Female MC. She just got it.
I just got that.
The white circle, dancing circle.
Yeah.
Super hot in the hall.
Right.
And my last thing for Kok Fu was the DJ. So he was fucking good.
Okay. Like, she. You said
no,
she.
She's an MC. She worked with a DJ.
Oh.
She was just MCing.
Oh, I've seen a lot of MC women.
Oh.
I thought you meant DJ.
No, I would have said DJ.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you knew the difference.
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm kind of crestfallen to hear.
I'll fuck you with the crestfallen.
I'm kind of crestfallen to hear that you would say that.
No. DJ women. I thought that's what you meant. I've never
DJ
seen
women
a
are
DJ
cool.
woman.
DJ women are cool. Okay. I very rarely see that too. Okay. He was kicking ass. He was good. They kept mentioning he's from Toronto. Like,
sure.
DJ blah, blah, blah from Toronto. Like, he came, like, miles.
Okay, miles.
He came from miles.
Okay.
From came. He didn't come from, he came, anyways.
He didn't come.
He didn't, well, I don't know if he did.
Let's just.
I don't judge.
But it.
He might have. Mm. But here's the thing. And I know this is sacrilegious to do to a DJ. So the DJs out there, Piper, I get it. What? But I had a request for a song.
So
well, usually, from what I understand, it's sacrilegious. Like, you shouldn't let the DJ do his job. You don't, like, keep asking.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ask the DJ.
Cool. DJs, let me know what you think.
No, you're a dick. In my opinion, you're a dick if you don't take a request.
I would say at weddings more so than, say, a venue. Like, if you're at a bar or something, you're doing your set. If you're
a bar, no, don't be a...
Weddings, though... Anyway, so I request... First, I was like, if my song doesn't come on, I'm not going on the dance floor. It's fate. If fate doesn't happen... And then, like, 2 hours pass, I'm like, fuck this. But I just went up. But then, one of the girls on my table, she's like, what's your song? I'm not telling you.
What's your song?
It's I Remember by Deadmau5.
How does
it go? Sing on the past, rolling in, letting the new day begin.
Doesn't sound like a really good song to dance to.
That you know. But he was doing rave music.
Okay.
Like, there was one point they were doing oomps, 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 oomps.
I hate oomps, oomps.
Remember, tonight.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Anyways, whatever. Whoever knows that.
Can you play it at the outro?
That is the outro. You know what the intro is?
What?
Thunderstruck!
Okay.
Anyways, great song, but it has sentimental value because I bonded with Cock Fu over I Remember on a...
That is not gay.
Not gay. On a on a drive up to a cabin trip.
That is not gay.
It's not gay! Don't judge me.
Okay.
We bonded over I... So I'm like, this song's gonna come on. Me and Dan are gonna fucking do the fucking... Because he had, like, the streamers and the fucking, the glow sticks.
Right.
So we were doing the glow stick shit. It was fun. And I wanted, I remember. Anyway, so girl requests it, doesn't play it. I give my other friend a request it, doesn't play it.
It's not a good song to dance.
It's a great, there was all kinds of the techno, he didn't even play it.
Okay.
So whatever. I was a little crestfallen.
Oh, fuck that word.
You didn't play it, you know, you didn't play the song.
I don't want to brush my teeth. Thanks.
No, it has nothing to do with brushing teeth. So at the end of the night, Cock Fu's like, hey, man. I'm like, yeah, I had a great time. Fuck, I even danced. I got drunk. Once it cooled down, it was great. And I go, there's only one thing, Cock Fu. There's only one thing that could have made this night better, Cock Fu.
So you never played it.
I said, Cock Fu, he didn't play my fucking song. You fucking DJ. And I start going off. You fucking asshole piece of shit. And then he requests, even the groom goes up. He's like, can you play this song? And you know what fucking asshole does?
Doesn't play the song.
No, in my opinion,
I'm more of a
fuck you. He waits till like people are starting to leave. You know that one song, like the get the fuck out song? Then he puts it on and then he cuts it off halfway.
Oh, what a dick.
Fuck you, Cock Fu's DJ. You're from Toronto? Go back to Toronto, you piece of fucking shit. You ruined my night. Fucking ruined it. Ruined it.
That's funny.
Apart from that, great time.
Good.
Great time.
And he's married.
He's married.
It's over.
He's done. He did the intro, like when he did the intros, he brought his bebé.
What is like with him. Oh, his baby?
Yeah. Because he has a baby? They had a kid, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they already got married. This is like the reception.
They didn't have a ceremony.
No, because they already had the ceremony. Oh, okay. So it was just boom, reception, go in, fucking balls deep, go.
Okay.
So and they brought the bebé. They held him up like Lion King, like circle of life.
So it's like, what's his name?
Kevin. Kev Bottrek.
Oh, Kev Bottrek. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Kev Bottrek. It's like
that's what he's going to do. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. He better invite me to a fucking wedding, telling you.
If he doesn't, you're my plus one, motherfucker.
I'll be pissed.
You're my plus one, but you better pay, bitch. Better fucking pay.
As if.
Better fucking pay, motherfucker.
All right. Cool.
So that's Cock Fu. And we're pretty much at the end of the show.
I have a question, actually, because you said that you bonded over that song.
Yeah, we did. I remember.
I listened to a podcast today where it was like a bunch of Viners.
Not gay.
A bunch of Viners.
Viners? What's a Viner?
A Viner?
What's a... Hold on. What?
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 What? What's a Viner?
Do you know what Vine is?
Vine? Oh,
the app?
Like a tweeter.
No, the Vine is...
No, hold on. A Twitter is... I'm a tweeter. I twit.
Yeah? So a Viner, you're from Vine. Vining. Yeah.
And you're vining on Vine. You're a Viner.
Yes. You're a Viner?
Got it.
Okay. So it's a podcast and it's a bunch of Viners.
Okay.
And then I can understand now the way that I said it. I can understand how you were confused. Okay.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, they do a lot of vlogs and stuff. That's how they make their money.
Vlog? I'm kidding.
they make their money by doing vlogs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they make out with each other a lot.
Oh, the dudes?
Yeah, the dudes.
Okay, but are they like gay?
No, they're not gay.
Oh, they're just friendly.
They're just friendly and they do it for the video.
Oh, yeah, just being stupid, silly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So would you ever do that?
It's cool now to make out with guys, though. Like, it's not seen as...
No.
It's not seen as bad anymore. It's like a fun, stupid thing. Like,
right.
Funny story.
Would you ever do it?
Funny story.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
No, I didn't make out. No, this is Kebo Trek.
What?
And Edmonton Sean. So, Edmonton Sean.
What?
Yeah. Edmonton Sean, Kebo Trek, myself. Kebo Trek's wife.
Yeah.
Kebo Trek's wife friend, who's redonkulously hot.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Redonkulous.
Okay.
Like, I think you would fuck her. I'll send you a photo.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if I get a photo from Kebo.
Okay.
I think you would be into this chick.
Okay.
I don't even know what chicks you're into. We'll find out next episode. I want to know.
Okay.
Curious. Why I keep pointing at you.
I don't know why you keep pointing at me.
I don't, this is my new thing. Like, I'm getting into it. Where was I going with this? Strip club.
They made out.
Yeah, but
okay.
They weren't going to make out until they said,
oh, right.
We'll make out, but you guys got to kiss.
Kevbo and Sean.
Edmonton Sean.
And they did?
In my case, I'm good. I get to watch two chicks make out, whatever. And they fucking kissed for like 9 seconds.
But kissed or made out? Like their lips
no
just touched.
No tongue, but held the kiss for like 9 to 10 seconds.
That's okay.
And then but the wife and the hot one fucking made the fucking groping each other, fucking eating each other's face.
Gross.
It was, I couldn't stand up for a couple minutes. It was fucking hot. It was hot.
But when Kevbo made out.
Yeah, that was hot too.
Okay, I thought so.
That was kind of hot.
But would you ever do it? Would you be okay with it? It's true though. It is seen as whatever. It's fine these days.
You know what? A year ago, I would say no fucking way. Now, if you get me drunk enough, I probably might just do it as like a dumb thing.
Done. Christmas party. 24th. Let's do it.
No, I am not going. I'm sick.
Carp.
I'm sick. Sorry.
Carp.
Uh-huh.
I can get him drunk.
I'm not making it with carp. No way. It'd have to be an Asian dude. Phil, let's go.
Close enough.
Close enough. Yeah. All right. Close the show. Final thoughts. Blogs.
If you want to contact us and tell us if you would make up with boys. Make up?
Make up with boys.
If you would make
up
with boys.
If you break up with boys, will you make up with boys?
You could go and...
fuck off. That's it.
Fuck off. Bye.
Fuck you. Piece of shit.
You can go and go to stfupodcast.com.
Yeah.
On there, you'll find our links to our Twitter, which is the STFU podcast.
Yeah.
Or our email,
which is
the STFU podcast@gmail.com. Or else.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. I'm done.
click on the iTunes subscribe YouTube link.
Oh, right. That.
And while you're there, click on the Amazon Prime link. While you're making up with your friend, you want to make up with him by buying him a gift because you feel sorry for him.
Minimum $100.
$100 set of beautiful Bose headphones. If you click on our link, that gives us a little bit of money, costs you nothing, and helps support the show. Thank you for your support. And Charlie, because Charlie is drunk.
Bye.
So for old school, this is also...
Ding! What are the chances? What are the chances of that happening?
It's carp too.
No.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
you wanted to make
out
with him.
I think he wants to make out with me.
He heard. Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah.
You wanted to say this is old school.
Yes. And you are?
Charlie. Bye.
Bye.